We are now very pleased to be joined by our friend Ronica Roberson from the Entertainment Guide. Good morning, Ronica. How
good
are you?
Good morning.
You got the last name right. Good job.
I'm learning. I'm learning. I saw you last week at the Dolly Parton Book Bash. Did you have a good time?
That was so fun.
That was really cool, wasn't it?
The silent auction was really fun. I bid on a whole bunch of things, and fortunately, I didn't win them. I didn't win them. Unfortunately, I didn't win a single one. That was kind of sad, but it was fun. You did great on the auction.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a really good time. It's a great, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is such a great cause.
It is.
You know, I was honored to have been asked to MC, and really just loved being a part of it. Yeah. And they reached their goal, and the program will be paid for next year, but they still could always use more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can still donate by going to ricecountyunitedway.org, and I don't know. I haven't been to the website for a few days now, so I don't know exactly if they've still got the Imagination Library button still up or not. But make a donation, and you can say this is for this, and
that's such an amazing program. Really was happy to be there supporting it.
Well, it's good to see you out there. So we've got we have events coming up this weekend. And we're gonna pull some privilege here, and Ryan is going to discuss one of the events on this page that he is involved in tonight.
I am. It's Mrs. Moxie's Game Night at Imminent Brewing, 7 p.m. So here's the deal. We have a brand new type of game that we're featuring. We haven't done anything like this yet. So do either of you remember The Weakest Link?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that show that was on for a while. So it's kind of that style where everyone's going to be on a team, and a team can just be two or more people, however you want to set that up. And we're going to ask just general trivia questions, and we're going to have three rounds, three or four rounds. And we're going to go through these trivia questions each round, and it could be anything. So mm-hmm. there's no set topics or anything. It's all fair game trivia, right? And what is going to happen is we're going to go to each team that's participating, and we're just going to ask them the question. And if you get it right, bully for you. If you get it wrong, then we're going to go on to the next team. But you do have to count the questions you get wrong. We're actually looking at the amount of questions you get wrong, not the ones you get right. The reason why, every round, we're going to eliminate the team that has the most incorrect answers. Okay.
Is Mox going to be nasty like that British woman was on the TV show? You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, she's got that sass always. Yeah. That's just part of the Mrs. Moxie brand.
True.
So, but then here's the cool part. Let's say your team gets eliminated, right? You can join another team, and then you can merge into a larger team. So now you have more brain power, right? So then what we're kind of hoping is that eventually we'll have like two mega teams by the end.
Half and half.
Yeah, exactly. And then whoever, you know, if there's a tie, we'll do our little like dance off or whatever.
I guarantee you if you get half and half, you're going to have a tie.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go to the famous Moxie dance off.
The dance off. Yeah. That's usually just part of our game night, no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's just a really... I'm really looking forward to it because I think it's going to be a really fun time and very interactive. So, yeah.
I've been to Mrs. Moxie's Game Night, and it's really fun, and this sounds even more fun.
Before we were really friends, I once won one of Mox's dance-offs.
Wow.
Yes. When was that?
That was more than a year ago.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where it was...
I must not have known you too well at the time, because that doesn't stick out in my mind.
I think we had met, but like it was one of those things where it was a dance-off at Imminent Brewing, and I really had a home field advantage there.
Yeah.
So I just, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. 7 o'clock tonight, Imminent Brewing. Come check it out.
Okay. All right. So that's that. That's at Imminent Brewing at 7. Rosemont... Rosemont got some really bad news this week. They're one of their the Clover bar is shutting down in Rosemont, which is I know where the Clover is. I've never been there, but it feels like it's been a community staple for a while.
Well, and if you haven't been to the Clover, you've probably been to one of their sister restaurants because they're part of a larger group of restaurants. Oh. So like Yankee Tavern, Lucky 13s,
Yankee Tavern, part of that. And Red Wing. No, which one?
The one, there's one in Egan.
Okay.
It's right off of 13 and Lucky 13
in Burnsville, I have been to for sure.
So, it's a bummer.
That is a drag.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the Steeple Center in Rosemont.
They're going to have Phil Nussbaum, the host of KBMN Jazz 88's Bluegrass Saturday Morning, will be there with the Eclectics.
All right. We were just talking about KBEM earlier this morning because one of our weekend hosts, Wendy Nordquist, used to do some work for KBEM, and she was talking about that this morning. KBEM is owned by the Minneapolis School District.
Really?
And they teach kids how to do radio on KBEM, which is really, I love this idea. That's fantastic.
I find that to be one of the hardest call letters to say.
It is tough, man. You know what's really hard to say? This is apropos of nothing. Secretary of State Steve Simon.
Oh.
Very, very difficult to say. Anyway, all right, so that's Phil Nussbaum. Raise your hand if you read The Velveteen Bunny when you were a little kid, your mom read you The Velveteen Bunny when you were a little kid. Just a tearjerker of a story until the very end when things are no longer a tearjerker. And they're doing that at the Lakeville Arts Center. It's a play starting, well, I don't know if it's starting tonight, but 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I think tonight and tomorrow are the last two shows.
Oh, okay, there it is. Gus Sent Me. I don't know what Gus Sent Me is. Do you know anything about Gus Sent Me, Veronica?
It's classic country and alt-rock country with a dash of classic rock.
All right. And that's at
Chart House.
In Lakeville tonight at 7:30. Buddy Holly. I'm a huge fan of Buddy Holly.
It's that time of year.
Yes.
When everyone starts doing the winter dance party.
The anniversary is on Sunday, I believe, February 2nd.
Yeah. 65th anniversary.
Is it really? Yeah. Gosh, it
was 66 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been down to Clear Lake, Iowa? Where that's where the crash happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the ballroom, which now the name of the ballroom is escaping me, but it's half working ballroom and half museum.
Oh.
Really. And there's a lot of really cool stuff in there. And you can even, there's a monument and a memorial on the crash site itself. It's if you're a fan of music history, fan of Buddy Holly, it's worth the trek down there. It's pretty cool. But at the Paradise Center for the Arts tonight, Buddy Holly is Buddy Holly. Well, that would be a neat trick.
A hologram of Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
It's a restaging with who's doing Buddy Holly there?
It's boy, it's not Richie Valens. whoever it is, the music is not to be missed. It's I just love that music so much. Anyway, moving on. Tomorrow night, tomorrow after all day, I didn't even know about this. Downtown Northfield's winter clearance all day tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's always a fun day.
Yeah, I frankly,
is that like a indoor market thing that they're doing?
No, it's basically a day when all the downtown retailers agree they're going to do clearance sales on winter merchandise. So
cool. I'm gonna have to do a little shopping tomorrow.
Stop downtown and check out everybody.
Cool.
That's going to be really cool.
That is neat.
And then what else we have? The Sweet Reads Book Club at the Riverbend Nature Center, because what a great place to go read a book.
The Nature Center does a lot of stuff. They have bagels and birds from 10 to 11, story time with the naturalist, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's busy days on the weekends there. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, you can go see Vinnie Rose at Chart House. He's a live looping artist.
Oh, yeah. Those people are cool. It's what Ed Sheeran does when he plays live.
Yeah, I've heard Vinnie Rose a couple times, and he's really, really good at it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real skill to that, obviously. Yeah. And you're kind of looking
at me. Yeah, I'm like, explain, please.
Okay, looping. It's through technology. You're able to...
he'll sing like a section or a part of the song and record it.
Yeah.
And then he'll start over, play that back, and sing along with it. And he'll do that a bunch of times until he's a full...
Right. Or you do it with instruments. You play your guitar line, you know, the four bars of your guitar line.
Oh.
And you play that over, and then you add... keyboards, and you play your four bar, and
so it sounds like a whole band.
So it's the 21st century version of a one man band.
Yeah.
Oh, one person band. Yep. That is cool, but that would be tricky to do. I mean, you gotta get it just right.
Yeah, there's a real skill to it. You gotta practice that. And also, you have to have, you know, you gotta know more than one instrument generally too.
Yeah, his song list is so long that I've sat through his entire, like, two-hour show and not gotten to the end of the song list looking for things. Because you can, he's got an app. You scan
really?
A QR code, you see his thing, and you can put in requests, and it goes to his phone.
Cool.
And then he'll play.
How have I never
requests.
Heard of this guy before? Wow. That's cool.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Did we talk about the murder mystery thing last week?
Yeah, we did.
They're doing another one at the Next Chapter Winery. In New Prague.
Lifeless on the Love Boat.
Lifeless on the Love Boat.
That should be fun.
I'm not sure. Okay, that sounds fun. Absolutely. And the Velveteen Bunnies or Velveteen Rabbits back tomorrow night at Lake Valerie.
Yep.
And then on Sunday, Kyle Colby is
singer-songwriter from Detroit Lakes.
Yeah, playing at the Cannon River Winery from 1 to 4.
That is an amazing venue. They have
they're fantastic
food out there, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah, no, it's
that is a really it's a little hidden gem
it
in
is.
Cannon Falls.
Yeah. Absolutely, and
they at Lakeville Area Arts Center they have a monthly coffee concert series.
Okay,
and this month it's going to be Adam Sadbury on flute with Joe Williams on piano.
All right, cool. Another Buddy Holly Day the Music Died tribute, this one at the Sheldon. John Mueller's Winter Dance Party, 65th anniversary of the Day the Music Died. And it's you know, Buddy Holly, Richie Valance, the big bopper, J.P. Richardson.
Okay, can we talk about this one for a second?
Sure.
The Silver Mullet Band, Bob Seger tribute.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's,
I love that.
I just love that name, Silver Mullet Band.
Well, because
that's great.
Bob Seger's backup band is the Silver Bullet Band.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's outstanding.
A little pun there.
And I love me the Bob Seger, so that's fun. Oh, and hey, and Laura Caviani is playing at Imminent. On Sunday night with David Milne. Laura Caviani is a Carleton music professor who is also an incredibly talented jazz performer. She plays piano. She's wonderful.
We are blessed in this community to have so many music professors at Carleton and St. Olaf.
Are we not?
Perform jazz.
I mean, I'm having a massive senior moment here. Mark Kreitzer to the Counterfactuals. I mean, they're all over the place. It's fantastic.
Nice.
All right. Well, Ronica, thanks for swinging by as always. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Yeah. You too.